When we look at the AFC West, could Patrick Surtain be the best overall cornerback inside the entire division? What does J.C. Jackson have to say? What does L'Jarius Sneed have to say in this conversation? We talk about why we believe PS2 is at the top. You get that and much more in today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome back into a brand new episode of Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's a beautiful Wednesday all across Broncos country, from the South Stands to the end zone. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, senior Broncos analyst at Mile High Sports, joined alongside by my co-host, Sarah Bettinger. He's the site expert, predominantlyorange.com. Broncos country, we also cover the team for the Locked On Network and Nine News. Thank you so much for making Locked On Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. Free and available everywhere you get your podcasts, and also available on YouTube. We're continuing this series all throughout the week where we're taking a look at one specific player on the Broncos roster, and we are comparing them to the rest of the position mates inside the AFC West. We've looked at Justin Simmons at safety. We've looked at Javonte Williams at running back. Today, you know what? We're focusing on Patrick Surtain.
Patrick Surtain, PS2, baby. Get out the sticks. I'm excited for this one because really, this is one of the more, I think, clear position group hierarchies in the AFC West, isn't it? At least when you look at the teams, I think you can kind of clearly peg 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's a really unique situation because this is one of the best divisions in the NFL in terms of passing attacks offensively. And defensively, it kind of gets a little dicey, right? This is one of the weaker areas, I think, overall for the division. So thankfully, the Denver Broncos have a guy like PS2. Oh, we almost didn't have him. How many times have we talked about that on this show? You know, it was nearly Justin Fields or Mac Jones or Micah Parsons even, but the Broncos made that selection, Pat Surtain, last year, and you obviously get a guy that's a premier player, a young player at his position, at one of the most important positions in the entire NFL.
I mean, in hindsight, it was a great pick. And I'm on the precipice of believing, like, even when the pick happened, I was like, hey, this is a great pick for the Broncos. And what you just made a great point, too. When you look at the AFC West with all the star-struck quarterbacks that are now in this division, all the wide receivers, you have to have a premier talent at cornerback, I think, in order to have a chance to win the AFC West. So let's take a look at PS2. I think you can make the argument that he is the most talented young cornerback that is inside the AFC West. His rookie season was unbelievable, Sarah. When we talk about his impact, his production, the things he learned about himself along the way, and the learning curve too, because I remember just a few years ago, Jeff Okuda, who was very high on both you and I's minds coming to the NFL draft a couple years ago, we were thinking like, man, I would kill to have a guy like Jeff Okuda on the Broncos. And he went to the Detroit Lions, and granted, environment and circumstance, they definitely matter here, but we've seen him kind of struggle a little bit with his transition in the NFL, and then he suffered a season-ending injury last year. I think for Patrick Surtain, it just the learning curve, we didn't see that there from him. Like, he didn't have any of those welcome to the NFL rookie moments, in my opinion. I think the only argument you can say is, okay, well, he gave up a touchdown pass to his former teammate, Devonta Smith, on a wheel route where he had impeccable coverage. I mean, it couldn't have gotten any better than that. It was just a perfectly placed ball by Jalen Hurts. Great play by Devonta Smith, his former teammate. Outside of that, I feel like he is the most complete corner inside the AFC West, and that is very impressive to say, but it's also a little bit of a hot take because he's only played one season in the NFL.
Well, and I know we're talking about kind of the competition between he and the other AFC West guys, but you even just bringing up Jeff Okuda just reminds me, and I think it's important to remind Broncos country just how lucky the Broncos are to have gotten Patrick Surtain at pick number 9 overall. Like, cornerbacks don't last that long in the NFL draft anymore. You talk about Jeff Okuda, and then this year we saw, obviously, Sauce Gardner. I was thinking of Greedy Williams. Yeah. Greedy went way low, but Sauce Gardner for the New York Jets, he went 4th overall.
Derek Stingley,
yep, at the top corner in the, yeah. So they just don't last that long in the NFL draft. And for a guy like Surtain, I feel like in just about any other year, he would have been right in that top 5 mix. It was just a bizarre kind of year where the top 3 teams, they all wanted quarterbacks. And then after that, it was kind of just a frenzy. And you had like Kyle Pitts, the unicorn in the draft. And the Broncos are very, very fortunate, especially that the Carolina Panthers, no offense meant to J.C. Horn, but the Carolina Panthers went for J.C. Horn at the same position group, one pick before the Broncos went on the clock. So as fate would have it, I feel like we've got, you know, something to be thankful for. A little round of applause to the football gods for providing this bit of divine intervention to get Surtain in Denver in the first place. But you're absolutely right. He's one of the best. I like to use other sports analogies when we talk on this show, like five-tool player in baseball. That's what they call like a blue chip prospect in baseball. And I think when you look at Pat Surtain, he's like the football equivalent of a five-tool player. He's the kind of guy that you draft him and you don't really even have to think at, you know, every week. Like, you just, he's so good. He's so consistent. It's boring. And that's how it was when he was at Alabama. I think people just kind of cooled off on the Patrick Surtain thing after his freshman year, because just like in his rookie season in the NFL, his freshman year at Alabama, the dude was looking like a professional football player. So definitely to me, Cody, I see Patrick Surtain as a true five-tool player, if you want to call it that, in the NFL. He's got the height, he's got the weight, the speed, the production, the instincts, the technique. How many times did we hear over the course of his rookie year, this, the coaches and teammates that he had in Denver just rave about, this guy's so much bigger than I thought, or he's so much smarter than I thought, or he just goes about his business. He doesn't act like a rookie. He acts like he's been a pro for a long time. Those are traits that I think lead to him being not just one of the guys that I think Broncos fans should really get behind and rally around as one of their favorite players right now, but I think one of the best overall defensive players in the AFC West.
Well, where does Patrick Surtain rank amongst other AFC West cornerbacks like J.C. Jackson, Legarius Sneed, and whoever the Las Vegas Raiders seem to have at cornerback these days? We're going to dive into that coming up here in just a moment, Broncos country. But before we do that, let me tell you about RockAuto.com, the sponsor of today's episode of Locked On Broncos. And if you need anything for your vehicle, RockAuto.com has everything that you could be looking for your vehicle. Whether you're working on something in your garage as a project, a renovation, or if it's for your daily driver, you can find everything that you need with one click. RockAuto.com. Their site is easy to navigate and it's very simple to use. You can find what you're looking for your vehicle based on year, make, model of your car or truck, brand specifications, and even the prices that you prefer, all with one click. And the best part about it, they're cheaper than anywhere else. You no longer have to go to a local car dealership, a local auto parts store, because RockAuto.com has everything you need for the lowest price possible and they deliver it directly to your doorstep. So go to RockAuto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or your truck. Right, Lockdown Broncos in their How did you hear about us box so that they know that we sent you amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. As we continue on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, once again, Broncos country, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen or to watch Sarah Bettinger and myself break down all things Denver Broncos related every single day, all year long, because for the true fan, there is never an off season. Thank you for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day. Make sure when you wake up in the morning, you have your cup of coffee, you make breakfast, you're going on your workout, you're driving to work, make sure you tune into Lockdown Broncos so you stay up to date on the daily objective coverage of all things orange and blue. All right, Sarah, I think this is a fun exercise. And, you know, all throughout the week, we've gotten different responses from some of the different fan bases when we've compared players that we cover on the Denver Broncos to maybe some of the top players at a position for those teams, like Raiders fans, Chiefs fans, Chargers fans. I think for the most part, like going back to the running backs that we did just a couple of days ago with Javonte Williams, I say like, you know, hey, Austin Eckler is the top dog until he's really unseated. We've done this with Russell Wilson, the quarterback. And we said, hey, look, you know what? Patrick Mahomes is the top dog until he's dethroned there. Like, we've given a lot of praise to some AFC West division rivals here. And I think that when we look at cornerback, you look at some of the other top guys in the division. Look, Patrick Surtain, a rising star. You look at the Los Angeles Chargers, the move that they made to go and get J.C. Jackson from the New England Patriots. They also brought in former Bronco, Bryce Callahan, which is a little bit of a pain point there. We'll see how he does there, wishing him nothing but the best. And then you look at the Chiefs there, where they have Legarius Sneed, who's continued to rise and grow throughout his career. Now, granted, as we've talked about, PS2 entering its second season, the expectations still very, very high for him, but he's exceeded, I think, what we've all thought he should be. So How does it maybe feel for Patrick Surtain with the addition of a guy like J.C. Jackson inside the AFC West now coming over to the Los Angeles Chargers?
Well, I think one thing with J.C. Jackson that really sets him apart from the other guys in this division is obviously just that consistent ball production, right? And it's hard to kind of believe that the Patriots let him go. I feel like if the Denver Broncos had let go of a guy that picked off 17 passes in two seasons, just without any, there was no trade, there was no franchise tag, nothing like that. I mean, he just walked scot-free to the Los Angeles Chargers this offseason. 17 interceptions is crazy. I don't think that happens by accident. I think the one year that he had 9 interceptions, maybe somebody, you know, the most pessimistic or the most, you know, kind of cynical person could have been like, well, you know, you could accidentally have a great year like that in the NFL. But then to follow that up with 8 interceptions the next season is crazy. So I think that's the one thing that really, that can you really, can he say that Pat Surtain is better than J.C. Jackson at this point? I mean, I think maybe when you want to talk about all the details and the fine details of the game, you watch these guys play and you want to talk about projecting towards the future, and you say, hey, if you were building a team from scratch and you had to pick one of these guys, I think a lot of people would pick Pat Surtain. But based on production right now and what we've seen in the last couple of years, I think it's hard to argue against J.C. Jackson, right? Just because of those 17 interceptions, that's going to get your offense, and for the Chargers, Justin Herbert, a lot of opportunities to have the ball more than you want them to have the ball throughout the season. That's an interception every other game, which is insane. So I don't know. Can you match that kind of, can you really accurately say Pat Surtain is better at this point? I mean, maybe, but that J.C. Jackson deserves some respect for 17 Absolutely. Interceptions the last 2 years. Ooh. Insane.
Not only that, but 37 passes defensed as well. I mean, this is a guy that would see a lot of volume. And in Bill Belichick's scheme in New England, they played a lot of cover two man under. They played a lot of cover one. So there were times where he was locked up. And, you know, he had his fair share of getting beat by some pretty good receivers like Stephon Diggs in the playoffs. Absolutely ate his lunch. But you know what? He is a pretty good player. And I think that in Brandon Staley's scheme, who knows? Maybe it'll be more opportune for him. But as you mentioned, being able to get these takeaways that he's been able to do, he's a game changer. And when you pair him on a defense that has Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa, and now you have Derwin James as well. I mean, Sarah, that is a very scary formula here. So I'd say, you know, right now, probably out of the production factor, the experience so far, look, Patrick Surtain's a rising star, absolutely should be considered one of the top corners inside the AFC West. But I think we have to give that nod right now to, at least on paper, J.C. Jackson right now. But I think if Patrick Surtain has a really, really good year, hey, who knows if he has a better year than J.C. Jackson inside the division. Maybe it changes the conversation a little bit more. But then let's go now to the Las Vegas Raiders. We mentioned all the cornerbacks they have. Obviously, for them last year, Nate Hobbs was a guy who really emerged for them inside the slot and the nickel. But they also have Trayvon Mullen, who they've been really trying to figure out if he is the guy or not at cornerback. There's something to keep an eye on there. There's Amik Robertson, who we were a big fan of coming out of Louisiana Tech. And then they acquired Rocky Sin for sending Yannick Ngakoue over to the Indianapolis Colts. So they have a multitude of guys that can contribute. But in my opinion, sir, I look at the Las Vegas Raiders cornerback group, I think instantaneously, Surtain is better than Trayvon Mullen. I think he's better than Nate Hobbs at this point, even though Nate Hobbs primarily played inside that nickel position for them. They had Casey Hayward last year. He's no longer part of that team. So I would give the advantage to Denver and Patrick Surtain over anybody that the Raiders have right now at cornerback. They still have a lot of guys that can contribute, you know, based on last season. But now let's go to the Kansas City Chiefs. Like we mentioned, L'Jarius Sneed. And then obviously in the NFL draft, they went and they got Trent McDuffie, who I think is a playmaker at the cornerback position, is going to give them some length that they haven't had there in quite some time. And they still have DeAndre Baker, if I'm not mistaken, on the roster mm-hmm. there, former New York Giants. So it's hard to say. I mean, right now, L'Jarius Sneed has proven to be a valuable commodity to that Chiefs defense for Steve Spagnuolo. But would we give him the edge or Patrick Surtain when we compare Denver versus KC with their number one cornerback?
I just don't know, because I think of this in terms of like what I said before, like if you were starting a team today, who would you pick? And so that's how I think of this. But of course, you do have to consider recent production, and L'Jarius Sneed has vastly exceeded any expectations for a fourth round draft pick, especially because I believe he came out the same year as Amik Robertson did. And I think everybody liked Robertson more coming out than L'Jarius Sneed. So they were teammates in college. And and definitely he has been the better pro up to this point. And he does play such a versatile role for the Kansas City Chiefs defense. That's why they go out and get a guy like Trent McDuffie, so you can keep L'Jarius Sneed in the role that he plays, where he kind of floats all around, getting, I think he had 7 tackles for loss last season. He makes a lot of plays on the ball, and he's very, very instinctive out there. We saw that his rookie season playing opposite Charvarius Ward, who's obviously now with the San Francisco 49ers, but just a very instinctive and tough player. And him combined with Trent McDuffie, those are going to be two of the most physical corners in the division. So you better bring your attitude when you're out there playing against these two young guys, because they're both young. They're going to have chip on their shoulder and they're going to play physical. So I do like L'Jarius Sneed. Do I like him more than Pat Surtain? I think if you asked Kansas City Chiefs fans, who are, you know, they like to have their diehards. They like to have the best of everything in the division, and who doesn't? But I think if you were to ask them honestly, I think they would say Pat Surtain might be one guy for sure on the Denver Broncos that they would say, hey, we want that guy on our roster if we could pull anybody from the Denver Broncos. So for that reason, I'm going to be giving the nod to Surtain, even over L'Jarius Sneed, who's had 2 really good years, exceeding expectations as a former 4th-round pick.
Very, very fair. Broncos country, Chiefs kingdom, Chargers station, and Raiders Nation. Let us know there. That's a good one. I hope Chargers fans don't get mad at us. Sarah, that was a great thing that you came up with. But let us know what you think in the comment section down below. How do you rank the top AFC cornerbacks, cornerback ones for those respective teams as well? Is it J.C. Jackson, Patrick Surtain, or is it Patrick Surtain, J.C. Jackson? Let us know in the comment section down below. But coming up here in just a moment, we're going to dive into deeper as to how Patrick Surtain can establish himself as the top cornerback in the AFC West here in 2022. You get that and much more coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about BetOnline.net, the sponsor of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. And BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. You can find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, and NFL futures. They're your continuous source for all your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and more. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. As we jump into the fourth quarter action on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. Once again, Mile High salute to everybody in Broncos country. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen or to watch us talk all things Denver Broncos here on the Lockdown Broncos podcast, making us your first listen of the day. How can Patrick Surtain establish himself here in 2022 as the top cornerback inside the division in the AFC West? And Sarah, I think when we've talked about his overall body of work, players that have impressed us. I mean, just a little bit ago, we even did our episode breakdown series as to who we believe is going to lead the team in interceptions, passes defensed, lower passer rating allowed. Patrick Surtain had the 2nd lowest passer rating allowed on the Broncos last season. Justin Simmons had the 1st. Surtain was the 2nd. And we obviously know his body of work in his rookie season was very, very impressive. The coverage skills, 14 passes defensed as a rookie. I mean, he looked every bit of the part there, and I think a little bit more. So for 2022, like, what are the expectations here? How can he continue to establish himself as the top dog inside the division, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think he's got to continually do, you know, sometimes like with these types of players, like we've talked about before, that almost boring consistency, right? That's what we see from guys like him. So I think that that's something that maybe you do want to see, is like not necessarily teams not throwing his direction as a measurement for success, but actively making more plays and getting that passer rating into his coverage down even lower, right? So last year, like you mentioned, 2nd best on the team, 61.3 passer rating in Pat Surtain's coverage. But then you look at a guy like J.C. Jackson, who a couple of years ago, the passer rating he allowed in coverage was under 40. And this past season with the New England Patriots, under 45. So that's what we're talking about with kind of like that production that we've already seen from J.C. Jackson. That's why he goes out and he gets that big, big money contract from the Los Angeles Chargers. And that's why they're banking on him being the best corner in the division, quite frankly. They know that he can shut it down in coverage. That's what I think we need to see Pat Surtain do. Not that, you know, contributing to that passer rating, the 61.3 for Pat Surtain last year, was that play to Devontae Smith that you mentioned. And it's those little individual plays that hey, maybe you're in perfect coverage and there's just nothing you can do. So now you got to do something about it and make sure that ball hits the ground, right? So again, it's perfect coverage on his part. It's nitpicking, but really that's what you have to do for great players a lot of times, because you can't just like sit there and poke holes in his game and say, man, yeah, he really needs to get better at this, or he really needs to do this, or he really needs to change this. There's really not a lot of that with Pat Surtain. It's really just continually elevating what he already does well and taking it to the next level, in my opinion.
Remember that catch that Andre Johnson had initially against Champ Bailey, and then at the last moment going to the ground in Denver, Champ just fingertips it, knocks it away, falls incomplete. It would have been a sure touchdown. That is, I think, what we'll see a little bit more of from PS2, at least hopefully here this upcoming season. But in terms of some other things he can do this season, some of the things we have listed here that both you and I believe very firmly, I mean, there's been talk about him potentially playing a little bit of a role on the inside as well, not just being the primary outside receiver. So if he moves to the inside at times, I think it could be situational. Like we talk about being able to follow the top wide receiver a lot more. Ajero Evero has hinted the fact that they can do that with him if they want to, but they may not have to depending on their coverage and their scheme and how they have a game plan attached to it. But we've seen it against Jamar Chase. We've seen it against Tyreek Hill, arguably two of the best wide receivers in the game. Now, guess what he's going to have to do this year? He's going to play Devontae Adams twice per year. In my opinion, that'll be a huge, huge test for him. And it, look, if he rises to the challenge, which against Devontae Adams is very, very tough considering how dang good he is. If he steps up and wins one of those matchups and gets the better of Devontae Adams or limits him, I tell you what, Sarah, special things are on tap here for this Broncos team. Is there anything else that you'd like to see him do here this upcoming year?
Well, just you mentioning that, Cody, I want to see mic'd up from both sides of the field. I want Devontae Adams mic'd up, and I want Pat Surtain mic'd up for one of those matchups this year. I just want to hear what that's like out there and hear how they talk to each other, you know, hear how they kind of jaw and jab each other back and forth. That's one of the best up-and-coming defensive backs in the league against one of, or arguably the best wide receiver in the league. So I would love to just kind of hear that from a field perspective. But I think also too, you know, the path to the top in the AFC West seems relatively clear. I mean, JC Jackson's ball production has been so insane the last couple of years. How long can you actually keep that up? So I think for Pat Surtain, it's not necessarily matching what JC Jackson has done and going out and getting 8 or 9 interceptions, although that would be amazing. But I do think the path for Pat Surtain to the top is relatively clear. It's, again, be better at what you've already been good at and prove that you are one of the top 5 corners in the game, not just top 5 young corners, not just top 5 corners in the AFC, but one of the top 5 overall. And I think some people are already on that train. So the pressure is on for him to really meet more expectations. Again, high expectations for this guy. He's never really folded to them, no matter what the stage was like at Alabama, no matter the opponent that he's faced. Even going back to last year, the game against the Bengals and Jamar Chase, the Bengals had to find a completely different way to win that game. And Jamar Chase was how they'd been winning all year long. So I think definitely it's one of those things where take that next step up in what you already do really well.
I don't think I could agree with you anymore on that, Sarah. And I think Broncos country is probably in the same boat when it comes to Patrick Surtain and his level of production. And look, like I said, if he can take that next step, watch out, NFL. He's going to get more consideration. And then I imagine we'll start hearing some of these mic'd ups, or maybe not mic'd ups, but maybe interviews on shows like I Am Athlete or The Pivot about which cornerback was the toughest for you to go to. I would love to be able to hear Patrick Surtain's name being dropped in that conversation. Broncos country, let us know what you thought about today's episode of the show. We appreciate you so much taking time out of your day to listen or to watch us talk all things Denver Broncos football. Is Patrick Surtain the best cornerback inside the AFC West? It's up for debate. It's up for discussion. Make sure to keep it civil. Keep it respectful amongst other fan bases as well in the YouTube comment section. Sarah and I, we're going to be back tomorrow as we talk about Courtland Sutton. Is he the best wide receiver in the AFC West? Where does he have room to grow? And how can he maybe compete a little bit with Devontae Adams for that top dog spot? You get that and much more on tomorrow's brand new episode, Locked on Broncos.